Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to this podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Randy Gage is an American author and motivational speaker who writes self-help books and lectures on the subjects of success and prosperity. Randy is also considered one of the top network marketing trainers in the world. Now today, Randy is going to share why even some high-level achievers plateau or even hold back from what they are truly capable of, and how you can make sure that you unleash your true potential. Listen to Randy.
Randy Gage here. I want to welcome you to another episode of Prosperity TV. And I'm coming to you from Stockholm. Stockholm is just one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And it's I'm in Old Town where it's all canals. You're basically floating around on canals, all these streets. One of my favorite places for creative energy, because I did one of my first Breakthrough You Mastermind Council retreats here. That's why I'm at this particular hotel. I just came back. I know the neighborhood. I can walk around. I got a Thai massage place across the street so I can get Thai massages. And it's just great for the creative energy. So anyway, I was here speaking at an event, and I did 3 leadership programs before, and then keynote on the opening day and the closing keynote I'll do today. But it's those early ones, the leadership ones, where I get to work with the high-level achievers, the top income earners. Whenever I get a chance to do that when I'm speaking for a company, I always like to do that because that's the work that I'm passionate about, and helping them unlock the keys to get to where they want to go for the next level. And one of the things I told the first room, which is the top income earners in the world, and these people are in the top 0.5% of income worldwide, and they still get stuck. They still get plateaus. And I know it's not fear of failure, because they got over that craziness a long time ago, right? They've been there in the cauldron. They know the formula that when they do the work in their business, when they do their work on themselves, the breakthroughs happen, the results happen. I think it's about fear of success. And so I blogged about it last week, and some people are like, "Are you crazy? How can you say people like that have fear of success?" But they do. I see it over and over. Even because, you know, you guys know I have worked with billionaires. I have worked with elite athletes. I have worked with some of the high-level performers in many, many different fields. And I'm shocked. It's stunning how often they actually do have fear of greater success. And I think the thing that a lot of them are afraid of is their own power. You know that that quote from Marianne Williamson, one of her early books, about, you know, it isn't your littleness that scares you, it's your greatness that scares you. I think there's a lot of truth in that. That they recognize that some of it is still the worthiness issues. You can still get up to the point these guys are, where they're making 40,000, 50,000 euros a month, and still feel guilty about being wealthy. Still feel guilty because their people in their family are still poor. Still feel like, ooh, I don't know if I fit in with my old friends and my own family because I make so much money now. And sometimes they self-sabotage themselves. Which, of course, I know a great deal about, having done that several times myself in my earlier years. We self-sabotage ourselves out of guilt. I've seen people self-sabotage themselves because they make more money than their parents did. So, you know, the father, let's say, was a hard laborer. He drove a truck. He worked at a coal mine. He washed dishes or something. He did everything he could to raise his children and give them a better life. And he sent them to school and provided an education. And now they got a job and they're working for McKinsey and they make $80,000 a year. And their father never made 40 on his best year. And they see their father as the salt of the earth and the giver of all the great life they have. And they feel guilty that they're sitting in an office with a company car and an insurance plan and paid vacation. And they sabotage themselves sometimes. And the other thing I see with high-level achievers is they are such extraordinary people and they know the greatness that they possess, and they're cowed by that. They're daunted by that. They're afraid they're going to be a supernova and burn out, or they're afraid that their life's just going to get too complicated. That they know that when they really put down on that accelerator, instead of right now, they're kind of driving 2 feet, one on the brake, one on the accelerator. And they know if they let off the brake and really put that pedal to the metal, that their life's going to get very complicated. They're going to have to be a little breathless to keep up with themselves. They're going to have to challenge themselves. Life's going to get more complicated. And sometimes we just say, you know, I've got here, I'm comfortable, I'm not hungry, I don't need the money, I don't need the accolation, I don't need the whatever, and I'm in a nice little comfort zone, so maybe I'm just going to ease up for a while. And you know what? We all do that from time to time. But if you make the ease up permanent, you start to atrophy. You start to die inside. You start to move backwards. So it's really important that you tap into the greatness you're really capable of and really allow yourself to unleash and let the world be damned. Let your friends, your old running buddies be damned. You've got to be the highest possible version of yourself. That's the path to prosperity. That's the path to happiness. That's the path to enlightenment, in my view.
Now that's awesome. Now, for more from Randy Gage, simply search YouTube and visit his website, randygage.com. Subscribe for email updates. His book, How to Build a Multi-Level Money Machine, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Randy Gage. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks again so much for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.